I'm not really going to speak on this past week, and I think we've dealt with that as a closed chapter. I mean, practice today was great. Team chemistry was great. I mean, there was like, you know, nothing. There was no hiccups in the road. So last weekend's last weekend. I think I spoke on that. I think it, you know, everyone knows it had nothing to do with me, obviously. And yeah, that's about it.
But as a guy, not to single anybody else out, as a guy, how do you just say, well, that time will heal my name being out there linked to something that I didn't do?
I think, say, ask your question again, please.
Your name was linked to something you obviously didn't do, and your name is out there. A lot of people may have read it, and they don't know how the, you know, what the context was of the story.
I think the context is pretty clear that that something happened, and I got interviewed about something that happened. I think that context is pretty clear. I think my name had nothing to do with anything illegal that happened. So, yeah.
Are you disappointed though, or frustrated that your name was even publicly out?
Yeah, I mean,
in connection to the story.
It's always frustrating, you know, when your name gets dragged through the mud. I'm usually never embarrassed at anything I do. So I mean, it's always hard when something like that happens. But it's a closed chapter. It's unfortunate. It is what it is.
Do you feel like in this day and age more people can take advantage of you and just the position that you're in?
You've never asked me a question before. I just want to put that out there.
Actually, I have.
Did you?
Yeah.
Before? On the camera and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Say it again.
Do you feel like in this day and age more people can take advantage of you just in the position that you're in?
Take advantage of me?
Want something from you?
I think you can always take advantage of people. I don't think just because it's 2010 you can take advantage of anybody anymore. I mean, I don't know.